Social media marketing has grown into a new rival to traditional advertising. Trending on Weibo microblogs has been seen as a measurement of popularity. But did you know this could all be fabricated and manufactured?
No.
No, but this is happening. Apparently, Ziguangge, an official magazine in China, has hit a bad patch after fans of a controversial rapper allegedly fabricated a trending topic on Sina Weibo by mistaking the publication for some kind of shabby restaurant and boycotting the mistaken food stall for criticizing their idol's vulgar songs. Lai Ming, I'll direct this to you first. Is it common to just buy a spot on that trending list on social media?
Well, social media marketing, we always talk about it, we always heard about it, but we don't know exactly how they operate. So the thing is, the reason why we're talking about it now is because some silly fans of a silly rapper decided to make a mess of things. And, well, I should introduce a little bit of the background before we discuss it in depth. So as it happens that a Chinese rapper gathered some kind of notoriety for glorifying drugs, violence, and discrimination against women in his songs. So that's why some state media, for instance, People's Daily, come out criticizing him. And, well, his fans took it very badly, and they decided to retaliate. Well, they thought that, well, for state media like People's Daily, it's fine. Well, it's their job to criticize bad things like that. But who is this Ziguangge guy? Why is he following the trending topics of People's Daily? Who gives him the right to criticize our idol? And then this is where the story got a little funny. And there are snapshots of what's going on in that WeChat group to prove that exactly how funny it got. So as they talk about who exactly is this Ziguangge stuff, or guy, or media, there was this one guy said, "I don't know, it sounds so familiar. It sounds like a restaurant that's in my hometown." Oh, really? And other fans said, "Oh, really? Is it really the case?" Well, I think, why don't we retaliate by saying that maybe they have gutter oil in the food, and they agree upon it, and they just went on and do it.
It sounds like a lack of research has been done here. And yeah. Certainly, Ziguangge is actually an official magazine.
Now I'm hungry.
You are, well, for the wrong reason.
No, read the magazine.
Yeah. Well, this is one of those stories that it seems like the retaliation has been sort of repeating the initial trending spot. I suppose that's what the fans wanted, allegedly, so that at least it would constantly be discussed in social media and hopefully in the eyes of these alleged fans, then their idol's name could be cleared. But it just went terribly wrong going the other way. Well, when you look at the general environment or the media environment right now, is it one of the arsenals in the for the person to deploy as a way to gain more influence on social media?
Yes, Young, precisely. According to investigative journalists with Xinhua Daily News, there are two ways to descend on the trending list. Number one, simply buy a spot. Number two, click farming. And by click farming, I mean the manufacturing of basically artificial clicking, right? Just having not real people click your stuff and, oh my gosh, I'm on the hot list, you know? This is kind of how people are doing it. And I guess, you know, we even have an example here of a Miss Guo with a leading production company who wishes to remain anonymous. She said, "You can pretty much arrive to the conclusion that all celebrities that don't appear in shows but appear on the trending list have bought their influence." So guys, this paints a good picture, right? This is an obvious argument for why we know you can pay to be on this list, is because how are people going to talk about and have some, you know, talk about something for it to be hot if they're not seeing it in any other application on media? Hence, we have people that just get famous because maybe daddy's rich, and all of a sudden, we're seeing them all over the hot list. And we think that the hot list is basically, as we understand it, what everybody's talking about. This organic, combination of people's interests. Oh my God, Chris Wu's new album. Talk, 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 blah, 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 you know, all this stuff of Huang Shen, like people really jumping on this and it becomes popular. That sounds organic. And we know Chris Wu because of his music. But all of a sudden we see somebody we've never seen before in any facet of media become famous just because they, we're on social media, and it sounds like, according to Ms. Guo, they paid for that.
Yeah, and it works kind of like an arms race, because everybody's buying it. When you're not buying it, you are actually losing out.
Well, I wonder how widespread this is, though. We'll get into that in one second. There's one thing I'd like to jump off from what Ryan said.
Let's
earlier,
jump.
Actually. You mentioned that social media is supposed to be organic, that people come to this place,
supposed
they want
to
chat.
Be, yeah.
Yeah, they want to chat about this. They want to share with friends what they're doing, what they're interested in, and all that stuff. But now, with this kind of news surfacing, and also it's more or less an unspoken rule that even people from outside of the entertainment business know it a little bit, then doesn't this sort of destroy the credibility that social media has aggregated for themselves? That there is that word of the mouth effect with social media platforms, but that's not necessarily true anymore.
You know, when you have, for instance, these kind of internet water armies, I guess, which is a term referring to ghostwriters paid to make postings on social media, you can assume that what you're seeing on all these different facets of maybe Weibo or whatnot is open to whether or not it's credible. Worse, I mean, you have a chain, I guess, chains that have been established where they fabricate online posts. I guess according to People's Daily, it's not news that well-financed companies employ people to promote products, slander their competitors, and even delete posts tarnishing their image. Some of these getting up to, I guess, a cost of 60,000 yuan to do so. So it's a budding industry. People are getting paid good money to do these kind of artificial things on our social media. I mean, in most cases, the public tends to view the top search items as hot spot news and thus are more likely to repost. So why would a company not want to advertise here? This is prime picking, right? This is where we go to avoid the advertisements. We know that between our shows or when we start up our favorite show online, we have to watch 72 seconds of commercials. We hate that. Probably most of us feel a bit bombarded. Then we go to this part of maybe our social media, a very personal form of digital media, and we're thinking, wow, this is what people in my country are looking at. This is what we're interested in. And you're looking at this because you feel it's organic. It's not somebody trying to sell you something. It's somebody that was interested in something. And for this reason, I think people are feeling a little taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to the point where it's like, what's not a lie anymore?
I think it's kind of naive to assume that the trending topics on social media have to be natural or organic. Because let's face it, social media, we always take social media for granted as if it's something that's just there. There's not something that you don't have to manage. But social media, social networks, they are essentially companies. Companies that are compelled to make a profit. There are servers to be maintained. There are mouths to be fed. So what we see in China is that social media like Weibo, they are going down in terms of the amount of users being used and in terms of the adverts that they can sell. So the one way that they're trying to make ends meet is by selling these trending topics. And the amount of money they can make from by selling these spots are huge. I mean, you have to, like, if you want to guarantee a spot in the trending topics, you pay 360,000 yuan.
Well, according to Wang Sishin, a professor of internet law at the Communication University of China, Lai Ming, he said the manipulating of hot topics on Sina Weibo is illegal under existing regulations and is punishable by a fine of up to 30,000 yuan. So I think the government's saying, don't do this. And they're actually able to punish you for it. I think You're right. I mean, sure, you can be considered naive or innocent or just not educated enough or not pessimistic enough to think that you're not entitled to privacy. But that's no way to live for me. I mean, of course, we want to take advantage of things and we want people to be truthful with us. I mean, at some point you have to trust people in your life or else you're not going to be able to live, right? So in which case, a person's only good as his word, a company's only good as his word, and people feel gypped by Weibo saying, come on, we all had this understanding that what is on our hot list is something that we've created in an organic way. And in fact, Weibo has responded to these allegations, basically saying they're trying to distribute what is considered sponsored with a little blue box and what is organic. But still, people aren't looking for a little blue box half the time. These companies are still trying to use loopholes to make money. And in many ways, it's kind of, I think, disgusting. Because, I mean, it's like, what's not a lie anymore? It seems like companies and human beings in general will sell each other out, even on a mass level, just for an extra buck. And that's really sad. It gets to the point where it's like, we might as well just be blind, because everything we see that we think we're seeing for one reason or another is just bought and paid for. And that's our attention nowadays. And I mean, that's a gloomy thought to think.
Yeah, it is. And it's certainly one of the ethical issues that the internet and the advancement of technology have brought to the world. I don't think that we are ready with all the answers because it's all developing so fast. And it does make you question a lot of the traditional values or what's good and bad, what's acceptable, what is doing business, what's plain cheating, what's buying the souls and hearts of people. This is all very complicated. But when you look at the agencies that actually profit hugely, and also this is a huge area of their business, that is, create the social media buzz before the launch of a product or promotion of a celebrity,
release of
an album, a new
single or
TV
album,
show.
Yeah.
It seems like this is now a part of the set deal.
Right. And it's like now we have no place where we can legitimately go where we feel our thoughts are being shared in an organic way and that things are trending or are becoming hot on things we thought we used to trust. And now it's like, what's organic? Where can we go for a common consensus on things like what's important in our country and what other people think and these kind of things? Right? Because people are just buying our attention via that way on social media. I do want to say that according to Shanghai's Internet Watchdogs article, advertising and public relations agencies are helping clients get topics trending online, mostly, of course, for commercial reasons. To give you an idea of this industry, I'll say these agencies will pay popular Sina Weibo accounts to sensationalize a topic and attract more users to comment, repost it until the topic makes the hot list, a ranking of the most talked about hashtags, these kind of things, to make it into the top three, I guess, costs 50,000 to 60,000 yuan, while a place in the top 20 costs 35,000 to 45,000 yuan. Guys, there's serious money to be made here. But when I was looking at this, I did want to say that I think this is something that happens in the U.S. as well. Because when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking in my head, fake, what's real? I feel so vulnerable. And I know that feeling from before. Specifically, I'll say a hot period for this in my country, the U.S., was 2016 when the elections were going. We had a big problem with fake news, okay?
Yeah.
Which is also a really dangerous kind of way to propagate thoughts and opinions under the credible name of being a news source. So I have a CNBC article. I'll just quickly talk about a few examples of what fake news are so people understand. This is more than just advertising and making money. Sometimes these companies, these media outlets are using it to change your opinion on certain things, or at least in the U.S. One thing I had here is Pope Francis shocks the world, endorses Donald Trump for president. The story was originally published by a site called WTOE 5 News. It was shared 960,000 times on Facebook, according to BuzzFeed. And I guess during a press conference on October 2nd, Pope Francis said, "I did not endorse that guy. What the heck?" Also, FBI agents suspected in Hillary email leaks found dead in apartment, murder, suicide. This was shared 567,000 times on Facebook, and it was written by a completely fabricated news source called the Denver Guardian, which is claiming to be Denver's oldest news source. Well, I guess the Denver Guardian, I guess actually a newspaper called the Denver Post, which is a real publication, exposed the Denver Guardian for being completely fake. I mean, and some of these are based a little bit in, I guess, a fact, and that's something we got to be careful too. I guess there was an article that was saying Hillary Clinton in 2013. "I would like to see people like Donald Trump run for office. They're honest and can't be bought." I guess this article got 481,000 readers, according to BuzzFeed, but the quote was loosely based on a comment Hillary made in a private speech with Goldman and Sachs. What Clinton actually said was that she would like to see more successful business people enter politics. Word manipulation also happening here. So I think what I'm saying is, around the world, people are clamoring for some sense of validation in our media to be able to know, hey, when I see Weibo, when I see the hot list, I don't want to see your company's advertisements. I don't want to see you fake something. I don't want to see a Chris Wu lookalike trying to buy his fame. Mm-hmm. I want to see what really people are talking about, what people really care about, so I can feel closer to my countrymen, my global man, and be able to be a part of this global community on some level.
I hear your voice of protest, and it is loud and clear, and I share the same sentiment. But at the same time, it seems
there's a but.
Okay.
Always a but for you, Ryan Press. But. Okay. So basically, this just reminds me of a book that was popular ages ago. Sorry.
50 Shades of Grey?
Not that.
I love that book.
But the world is
really?
Flat.
No.
Yeah, the world is flat, actually. And I think
it's round. Okay, continue.
But according to this book, right? Yeah. And it talked about how the internet, globalization, many things, powerful forces in today's economy have made the world a flatter place, that we're connected in so many different ways. But it seems like with all those fake news examples that Ryan just put out, and the fact that so many people believed in them, to me, it's like social media has further segregated us. Because people don't need to know what the world is saying or from an objective third party of a voice, but you just believe in what people in your friend circle are tweeting and you follow. So with all of this in mind, do you think that the government needs to maybe regulate or control? Or what needs to be done to make us feel a little less vulnerable and also be informed of what's going on in the world?
Well, this story does point to the fact that maybe it's high time we should reflect it. We should reflect on the or possible damages that social media could have done if it had its way. I mean, only a few years ago, social media was such a trending topic in itself. There are movies being made about Mark Zuckerberg. There are huge investments pouring in the business, and now it seems that people have come to their senses and realizing that maybe social media isn't really that great. It's a loudspeaker in a sense that whatever is being said, whether it's true or not, is going to be amplified by the voice of so many who don't discern whatever they are hearing. So I'm happy to hear that Ryan mentioned earlier that China's regulation is is clamping down on things like that, on Weibo or other social media, and I'm happy for that. And I think similar things have happened in America too, on Facebook. I mean, because of what happened during the general election in 2016, I think Facebook started adding that mark to news stories that are verified as false. And likewise, Weibo is hoping to do the same thing. I suppose maybe in the future for social media or operators of social media, they have an obligation to verify whatever information is being trending on their platforms.
Yeah, you know, one other thing I do want to talk about too for our audience is, guys, sometimes you got to read those terms and conditions as well, because that's another way companies are taking advantage of you in a way you assume they're not, right? Through these loopholes, companies need to be watched, not just by the government, but also, at the end of the day, your last line of defense is you. And so people are doing that. Last month, Chinese internet company Qihu 360 Technology Co. announced it would shut down its live broadcasting service following a widely circulated accusation over infringement of public privacy by its smart cameras when, I guess, automatically uploaded users' footage online was happening. So your stuff was getting uploaded, you didn't even know. Earlier this month, Alibaba's third-party payment platform Alipay released its annual bills for its users. And I guess people checked their bills and they found something that went like this. I agree to Sesame Service Agreement in extremely small font, which automatically ticked everyone off. They're like, what's this? So guys, we also got to watch ourselves, because these companies are trying loopholes, trying to be one step ahead of regulations and laws. And so in which case, we got to watch ourselves. I recently, Ancestry.com, I wanted to find out what my ethnicity is. I've always been interested where my ancestors came from until I found out that I guess Ancestry.com has this clause that says they get your gene info forever. Once they get it, they can do whatever they want with it. That's not cool, guys. That was something I learned as well. So for all things media related, especially when it's mass media like internet, check your sources, look into different sources, look into different things, you know, see through different hot lists if maybe one is there because it was paid through one website and not the other. And this is a good way to basically tell what's hot and what's not.
Yeah. And certainly these days, with the prevalence of social media and the internet, I think all of us need to bear in mind that we all need to become that critical, independent thinker to know what's going on.